Next time we take a fresh look at today's relentless worldwide struggle between faith and reason. Our guest, Russell Shorto, is author of Descartes' Bones, A Skeletal History of the Conflict Between Faith and Reason. Mr. Shorto brings us the surprising real-life story of René Descartes. His statement, "I think, therefore I am," set the course for Western secular culture almost 400 years ago. Why would Mr. Shorto, a journalist, spend years as a detective? He says it was the combination of current events and a very odd fact.
I first came across this odd fact that 16 years after Descartes died, his remains were dug up and people began to take pieces of him. I first encountered that in 2003, which was not long after September 11th, 2001. And from that moment began this reappraisal of the modern, of Western secular culture, you know, as though people were saying, okay, this thing is under attack. Well, what is this thing anyway? What is this world that we live in? What is it that it's our framework that we take for granted? And that, as you were starting to suggest, the decades of postmodernism was kind of pushing it into the background, and suddenly people are saying, no, let's revisit the Enlightenment. What are these values of ours?
And revisit the Enlightenment to understand better what those values are is precisely what we do with Russell Shorto in this delightful conversation next time.